I remember being in high school and complaining to my mom that I wanted to work part-time. I wasn't allowed to babysit because my mom didn't want me responsible for someone else's kids. And I actually am kind of glad that she did that. However, I'd become increasingly frustrated with asking her for money for all the things that I wanted. And I was very aware that my mom was working really hard and didn't actually have a lot of extra money for what were essentially my wants. Finally, I kind of wore her down, and she said yes. And I quickly got my first part-time job making sandwiches at a local mall in the food court for $4.25 an hour, which was quite honestly making bank at the time. And it's a little shocking to me, actually, as a side note, that part-time wages are still so low today, like $7.25 or whatever, but that's a whole different podcast episode. I share this story to give you an idea of how long I've worked side hustles. And by the end of 2019, I've decided to break up with side hustles. And in this podcast episode, I wanted to share some thoughts about this upcoming transition. Show is sponsored by Make Money with eBooks. Are you ready to write and publish your first book? Then Make Money with eBooks may be the resource for you. I've made thousands writing eBooks, both fiction and nonfiction, and love teaching future authors how to get their books done, leverage their content, grow their brand, and make money self-publishing. Click on the following link to gain access to the free webinar, Why Now is the Time to Publish Your First Book. Okay. Back to the show. About a week ago, I was on Twitter and a personal finance blogger mentioned how she was, you know, super excited to move on from side hustling and was also excited to be around other women who were able to enjoy their interests, whether or not they made money from them. The thing is, or was, she was attending a financial retreat with other women who were very happily and thankfully on the road to financial independence and likely worked very hard to get to the point where they could decide where and when to exchange their time for money. I actually pointed this out, and you know, Twitter's tricky because you never, when you're pointing things out or making comments or replying, it's hard for the other person to understand your intent. Anywho, and after I pointed it out, I could tell that she really didn't understand where I was coming from with me saying, hey, well, you're at this event with these people who are financially healthy. And she made a point of kind of going back and clarifying the intent behind her original tweet. Like basically she was trying to make it super clear to me why she was wanting to break up with side hustles. And I was like cracking up because I'm like, I totally understand why you want to break up with side hustles. Like you don't need to clarify what you said in the first tweet for two reasons. One, I speak English. It was pretty clear. And two, I 100% understood where she was coming from. And it's just frustrating because again, it's hard to understand intent or where the other person is coming from when you're on Twitter. Anywho, I'd already had this podcast idea kicking around in my brain for a while. And that particular exchange solidified the fact that it was time to talk about side hustling, especially in terms of just my view on it and its role in my life, because it's had a huge role in my life for a very long time. So in layman's terms, side hustles are basically the part-time jobs or short-term gigs that most people are working outside of their regular full-time work, whether that's as an entrepreneur or in a 9-to-5 or some hybrid thing going on. The gig economy is talked about all the time nowadays, from charging scooters, delivering food, or driving people around in your car. And honestly, side hustles just are all the rage. The thing is, side hustles for me have always represented something different. It basically meant that I had a shortfall. Like I didn't have enough money with the wages that I was earning in order to take care of certain things. It wasn't like I was, you know, working side hustles because I love working side hustles. It was because I was needing the money. When I was in high school, the money from my part-time job was enough because I had no debt and I just wanted things the way that most high school students do. Then I went to college and I quickly learned from the School of Financial Hard Knocks about debt, about going to an expensive university on my own for 4 years. I wasn't able to afford to visit home. And it was just a really hard time because I just had no financial skills other than working hard. I basically worked in food services the entire time that I was in college so that I could afford to eat for free as often as possible. Debt became a constant in my life, and my side hustles helped me keep my nose above water as I struggled to figure out why I couldn't get my finances right. So what I've been working on in terms of my money has been a lifelong struggle. Please note, and I say this very candidly, I'd never grown up having conversations about saving money, investing, or credit. Again, I grew up with the following financial conversations: work hard, be ethical, be a good person. And the idea behind that was that that effort would pay off, okay? So that is the language that was used in my home. Seriously, that was it. We never really talked about careers and career longevity or leveraging your career for income growth. That was something that came to me as a grown-ass adult, being in the personal finance space. Like, I never heard these conversations with my friends before, and like this is all new. And after blogging about money since 2012, I've discovered that my experience having financial conversations or lack thereof is not unusual at all. So when I quit my job in 2015, I side hustled as I figured out what I was doing. As I record this episode, I now realize that my extreme exhaustion from my job wasn't just the 60 to 80 hour weeks that I was working at my job, including commuting times and that kind of thing. I was also side hustling the entire time because I was a little underemployed when I first got hired. So when I first got hired at my job, there was basically a recession in Colorado. But not only was that the case, but the field that I was being hired into was having a lot of problems getting the clientele that they needed to attend school. So I worked in international education. I worked with adult international students. And at the time that I was looking for a job, there was a recession in Colorado, and there was a huge weakening in the international education space, similar to what is happening now due to government policy. And there was an external reason why, at the time I was looking for my full-time job, that I just couldn't find one. Anyway, and it was politics. It was, you know, so it's just, there were these outside things, outside forces affecting my ability to work. So when I finally got my job, I discovered that they were just barely hanging on by a thread. So the last girl who got hired on worked my job for 4 months, and then she was like, I gotta go, I'm leaving. And the reason why she did that was because it was very clear to her that the center I was working at was just like maybe a year from closing. What happened was that about a year into, so when I got hired, I ended up having 4-day weeks. Like, they didn't have the budget to pay me for 5 days. I actually kind of like enjoyed the 4-day weeks. So I had 3-day weekends for like a year. And then I started growing my job. But then one day, the Saudi government decided to issue scholarships to their young people to study abroad. And I don't mean a few scholarships. I mean so many scholarships that one day, like basically the government of Saudi Arabia issued the edict, if you will. And the next morning we came into work, and for months, like months and months and months, probably like a year, like that long, like it was crazy. We would have calls all day long. And hilariously enough, everyone's name was Muhammad. It was crazy. I have never, like, to this day, I am thankful to the Saudi government, because that was the time, right around the time that I was coming out of supporting both my mom and myself on Starbucks money and student loans. I'll never forget that, because I knew that if something didn't change, it was just going to be a disaster. So I had this outside experience where this foreign government did a thing, and it basically solidified the ability for me to have a job and to work. So that was kind of a big deal. But when I started that job, I also was side hustling. I was working at, I had started working at a high-end olive oil company at a local mall in Denver. So what would happen was I would go to Boulder, I would work. So this is like 40 miles difference. I would go to Boulder, I would work, and then I'd rush back to Denver to my area, go to the mall and do a shift there. Now, you know, it's high-end olive oil, so it wasn't like a hard thing necessarily to work there, but it was tiring because maybe my days would be 10 to 12 hour days, right? Because I would end up either working on my Friday, that was my 3-day weekend, or the entire weekend. So I would have like weeks in a row where I'd have no time off, or I would go to work at 8 and then go head to the mall right directly after work and then work until 10 p.m. So when I talk about side hustles, like I've been doing it forever. I've done everything, retail, food, all the things. I haven't done as many gig economy things like Lyft, or I haven't done all that stuff, but brand ambassador work. So I've done it for years and years and years. So that was, I think, also why I was so physically tired by the time I decided to quit my job in 2015. After an adult lifetime of side hustles, I'm happy to say that I'm breaking up with them by the end of 2019 in about 6 weeks. And I want to share how this is possible, what happened, and what does this mean? So I've always tried to work side hustles that are fun and pay well. In fact, one of my favorite side hustles will pay for me to go to the mountains in November and share their product. This is a company that I've worked with for like, I think almost 2 years now. I love them. I love the team. A friend of mine runs the team and it's been great. They pay for accommodation, that kind of thing. So it's like a vacay and you get paid, which is kind of great. You know, it's always nice to make money, especially from a place you enjoy going to. However, side hustles take time away from my business. And now that I've begun to make consistent money with my business, it's become increasingly obvious that the side hustles are taking away from the time that I need to focus on the tasks that I need to be focusing on. And I'm typing right now. I'm just tired of side hustling. I'm just kind of over it. When I figured out what I was making side hustling each month, I then realized that the extra $1,000 to $1,500 could be earned selling my own products, books, or services, likely in a lot less time. Now, if I brought this up like this time last year, that wouldn't be the case. But now I've developed systems and confidence and competency in terms of selling the things that I'm trying to sell. And I'm making just above what I used to make in my old job. So I'm making more than what I used to make in my old job. So now it's like, it makes no sense for me to side hustle. I need to focus on building up the revenue streams that I've built out. I'm kind of amazed by this, actually. And confidence and belief in myself as they relate to running my business and running a business and actually like really making money with it has changed with each success. Like I know what I need to do and what I can do. I've paid off thousands of dollars in debt and I live a very different life financially than before. So that also kind of affects the things that I'm willing or unwilling to do now. I'm abundance mindset focused because there's plenty of money out there. I just need to get myself in front of it consistently. And real talk, I feel no discomfort, embarrassment, or unease telling you that my time side hustling is about to come to an end in about 6 weeks. So it's looking like December 13th or 14th. However, I do have the following internal conversations or feelings. I have a sense of relief. I feel resolute about it. Basically, I'm at the point where I just want to focus on making my money with my products, goods, and services. And I'm like committed. Like I'm just not interested in side hustling anymore. And I'm excited because this is a long time coming. So how did I make this decision? Well, for the past 2 years in particular, I've become increasingly just tired of side hustling. And I'll be honest, I wasn't like at that time, I wasn't really paying attention to how much I was making monthly side hustling. So I decided to figure it out, like really pay attention to it and really make sure that I was tracking everything closely. And what surprised me was the fact that I was making a lot less side hustling than I realized. So I decided to go to work. And now I would say that I was making money in the following ways: with affiliates, course sales, ebooks, events, sponsorships, and side hustles. Notice that freelance writing is not in there. Going into 2020, though, I know now what works and what doesn't in terms of my revenue and where I need to focus and how I can grow it. So moving forward, I plan on growing the following revenue streams: affiliates, course sales, ebooks, events, sponsorships, freelance writing, and I'm adding coaching as well. So I'm adding two new things that I've done before. The only difference is with the coaching, that is new. That's like a product or service that I've had in the back burner for like 2 years that I haven't really rolled out. I wasn't ready to do so. Now I am. So I am doing that as well. What may surprise you about this, especially about the freelance writing, is in 2019, I only had 2 clients for freelance writing. Like, I literally did no freelance writing. And I wrote like 8 posts. That's it. Like, I literally in the entire year of 2019 wrote 8 posts for other people. Also, freelance writing used to drive me crazy. And finally, after speaking with my friend Sarah Lee Kane, who's known as a prolific freelance writer, I kind of figured out what was going on. There was just a lack of clarity in terms of expectations by the editors. So here's an example of like the thing that really drove me crazy. I had a new client actually that I onboarded this summer. Great organization, whatever. But I ended up having the editor kind of say something to me that I was like, this is not cool. And then I was like, this could have been totally avoided if I knew what their expectations were for submission days. So basically, I had a conference that I was attending, and it coincided with the day that I submitted, or the deadline, basically. So I actually submitted the post early over the weekend, and then on Monday, I was at a conference. Okay, no big whoop. I'm at a conference. And as a result of being at the conference, I had no idea that the client had contacted me because I was in sessions and things like that. So they contacted me at 10 and then, you know, wanting edits or whatever, as they tend to, not a big deal, but I was at a conference. I had no idea. And then at 11, they contacted again and were like, we already did the work. So I feel like that, I was just like, what? What is this? So for me to work with a freelance client, I need to really understand what your communication style is, what your expectation is, because quite honestly, I would have changed the date for that piece and just said, could I have that deadline be Friday instead of Monday because I'm going to be at an event. Like, it just had never come up before that I had a client do that. And it just took me aback a little bit. I was a little taken aback by the attitude. However, each person is different. Each editor is different. And the one client that I had for most of this year, I loved that editor. They're amazing, 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 amazing. Love them. So anyway, and so I understood that freelance writing wasn't so much the issue or the task. It was more the communication piece with editors and understanding what they want so that I can avoid stuff like that. Because I'm not working for myself to have those kind of exchanges with people unless they're buying my own products, and that's a different conversation. The other new income stream is coaching. I've created a new program called the Brand Building Lab. I actually built that out like a year or so ago. So if you're struggling to launch new products in your online business, networking is the pits and you're just stuck, let's talk. If you're interested in a 20-minute free coaching session, definitely sign up with me. I am very good at those things. I will launch a thing. I will network like a ninja without calling it networking because I don't do networking events. So if you're looking for help with that, definitely sign up for a free coaching call. For me, letting go of side hustles is just an energetic release connected to a really long period in my life. Like, it's just also an energetic shift as well. Have you ever like gone through your show notes or gone through your notes and noticed all kinds of edits? That just happened. Anyway, my goal is to finish side hustling by December 13th, 2019, and I'm so excited about it. If you're looking for a freelance writer for personal finance, travel, or lifestyle-related content, email me at michelleismoneyhungry@gmail.com. By the way, I have a certain amount I would like to earn for each revenue stream, and I'm making adjustments based on projected earnings for the upcoming month. So now that I'm earning like money consistently with the different revenue streams, I'm just making adjustments to build out the income. So say, for example, I have a month where like I'm just killing it with the ebooks. Maybe I would focus more on the freelance writing to balance that out because I know that the ebooks are killing it. So just, I am constantly doing like some minor calibrations, and there's a minimum amount that I want to be earning each month. And once I started like aggressively tracking like what I'm earning from each revenue stream, having a set amount that I want to earn each month, and just like breaking that down to clarify what I need to earn each day, it's just changed everything. It's just, there's no more guesswork. I plan on actually recording a podcast episode on building out revenue streams in your online business. Look for that episode sometime in the beginning of the new year. I would like to leave this episode with this. Here's what I loved about side hustling. My side hustles allowed me to work on my dream of creating my own business. I will forever be grateful to them. The flexibility. I worked a ton of fun events around town, like so many events. Meeting the other vendors who I now pitch for sponsorships for my Colorado podcast, Square State. Paid trips to Breckenridge, Winter Park, and Steamboat Springs, Colorado in exchange for some reasonable work shifts at fun events. So I actually, one of the best side hustles I ever did was with a very well-known Colorado yogurt company. It's national now, but it's a Colorado company. You can kind of figure it out. And we ended up working at Steamboat Springs and Winter Park, but it was always just like two of us. So it was always a small team. And one time they had us up, and you couldn't like just drive from Denver and go there. Like you had to go the night before and we had to set up and whatever. And one time they sent us up there and myself and my friend got our own suites. I literally had a 2-bedroom suite with a fireplace. It was insane. And my friend had the same. So I've had amazing, amazing side hustle experiences. I'd say 90% of the time it's been awesome, especially recently. And in fact, listen to the following show that I've done. It's a podcast episode about how to make your side hustle work for you. So if you're looking to add a side hustle to your life, which I highly recommend if there is more month than money, just be really thoughtful about how you do it. However, this is what I won't miss at this point with side hustles, working for someone else's business, working on someone else's schedule, and the time away from my actual business. So with that said, I hope you enjoyed this show. I'd love to hear your comments about side hustles. Definitely make sure to subscribe and like the show. You'll find it in the show notes. You can go to the show notes at michelleismoneyhungry.com/breakingupwithsidehustles. I hope you're having a great day, and it's snowing right now as I record this. I think we're going to have a really hard winter this year, but anyway, thank you guys for listening and have a beautiful day.